Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Latin Zionism. Well, let's go. Hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yeah, sorry I didn't put any videos up in the last couple of days. I was just way too busy. I had a lot of stuff to do and not enough time. So yeah, now I got more time and I found these little tidbits about what Jews are doing in Latin America. Yes, they're in Mexico, Argentina, everywhere. Fun times indeed. Well, anyways, let me bring up some clips of Jewish influence. Yay! Yes, look at this little clip of fucking people moving to Argentina. But wasn't the Jews burning Argentina not that long ago? Yeah, would you accept these motherfuckers in your country after they set it on fire? Well, I personally wouldn't, but, you know, people think all kinds of stupid shit, so, yeah, let's play this clip.
Se ha filtrado a la prensa el informe confidencial catalogado bajo el expediente número MS-26. El documento coordina la preparación de un plan preventivo para acoger hasta 300,000 refugiados israelíes en Argentina.
Yeah, supposedly that stupid hobbit too, he's a Jew, so yeah. Yeah, sell out your country, you fucking cocksucker. Enjoy.
Este llamado plan preventivo nace como respuesta directa a la guerra impulsada por Estados Unidos e Israel contra la República Islámica de Irán. El documento arroja un sesgo alarmante. El operativo humanitario y la logística estatal están diseñados única y exclusivamente para acoger hasta 300,000 ciudadanos del Estado de Israel.
Yeah, ain't it funny that Israel is causing all this fucking bullshit, but yeah, they're the ones getting treated like they're the ones that are being the victims? Yes, they're the ones that slap you in the ass, and then they try to arrest you for trying to hit them. What the fuck? Make sense of that bullshit. Anyways, let's continue.
A pesar de que la guerra afecta a toda la región, el plan del gobierno omite por completo ofrecer refugio a poblaciones iraníes u otras víctimas civiles del conflicto, enfocando todos los recursos del Estado argentino en una sola nacionalidad, Israel.
Yeah, that's fucking funny. All these other people are getting their ass pushed in, but the only ones that are getting the cash of prizes are Israelis. Ain't that fucking funny? Oh yeah, speaking of my fucking Jews, yeah, my Twitter account got suspended. Yeah, because I was just putting my last video, the one about men can't win, and guess what happened? This man didn't win. Nope, I got that shit suspended. I told him, what the fuck? And he told me, nah, fuck you, Gonzo, you eat a dick. Like, whatever, motherfuckers. Yeah, next time when I do thumbnails, if I do put them on fucking Twitter, I'm just gonna make a generic one, and yeah, I'm thinking of putting something called the gun show. Yeah, because you put fucking specific shit. Oh no, you can't talk about this because my pussy hurts. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever, let's continue.
Conocidos los detalles del informe, vemos que no se trata por tanto de un plan humanitario, sino de subordinarse a las necesidades del Estado de Israel.
Yeah, why should Israel get this special treatment? Why do they deserve all these cash and prizes? Just because they're Jews and they're God's chosen people, they think they deserve all this fucking shit? Nah, fuck you. You deserve nothing. Fuck you. Just an opinion, but whatever. Let's continue.
Lamentablemente, hay más factores preocupantes para añadir a la situación. Se ha filtrado a los medios documentación que revela la existencia de un proyecto urbanístico aprobado por el Ministerio de Obras Públicas argentino para crear lo que los argentinos llaman un country, una urbanización privada en la Patagonia, en tierras quemadas por el fuego.
Yes, give them the part that's all burned. They don't fucking need it, huh? Fuck all the Argentinians. It's all about the Jews. All about the Jews. Fucking A. Yeah, you see fucking the bullshit that these fucking people do? And everybody's like, oh, we love Jews. Yeah, you love getting fucked by them, you fucking jerk-offs. Fucking you stupid, weak-ass people. Destroy your country, why not, right? It's what everybody fucking does. But no, friends, don't be stupid like these people, but whatever, let's continue.
Llamado Barrio Privado Josué, profeta de Israel. Este barrio privado va a tener nada menos que 100,000 hectáreas. 100,000 hectáreas. Esto es cuatro veces la superficie.
Wow, yes, that's 100,000 hectares. Not acres, hectares, so yeah, that's way more, so yeah. You think these motherfuckers deserve this shit? My opinion? No. But I'm a nobody, so what the fuck, who cares that whatever Gonzo G says, right? He's a fucking loser. He's stupid, he knows nothing. But whatever, let's continue.
Pipi de Gaza.
Accès à billets.
Well, I guess Argentina is fucked. Enjoy. But don't worry, Mexico, they're doing some bullshit. Yes, friends, you want to see what the fuck they're doing? Yes, because they have a fucking Jewish president, that fucking whore. But whatever, people think that she's better. But don't worry, friends, let's bring up that clip. Enjoy.
You look all of these wars. Mexico, when you talk about the cartel, Jews.
Always Jews, yeah. Now, most people don't know how connected they are to the cartels.
Yes, a lot of people think that this bitch is gonna be doing good things for Mexico. I say no. Oh yes, I'm always talking shit about this bitch, and my mom defends this fucking whore. She's like, oh no, she's good for the country. She's giving all this money to all these poor people. I say, mom, fuck the poor people. She's Jewish. You think fucking Jews give money just because? Okay, mother, so you're being retarded, and I came out of you, so fucking A, I guess I'm cooked too. Anyways, let's continue.
Like there was, I think it was like 43 or something students disappeared. It was big national news in Mexico.
Don't worry about those students. They're fine. They actually became sex slaves. Yeah, what, you think you're gonna lose those sweet ass? No. Enjoy.
All of a sudden, this one guy, the investigator for it, they started investigating him and realized he was part of the cartels. They're about to arrest him, but they couldn't stop it because it's big national news. He fled to Israel, and Israel took him.
Of course you go to fucking Israel. They protect their fucking trash. Yeah, even pedophiles go over there. Why? Because all Jews get protected. Because that's what they could do. Enjoy.
Now, why would Israel take a Mexican cartel leader in? Not even Jewish.
Yep, and you remember the interview they had? He's interviewing the guy. The guy's not even trying to do it. He's just talking about the children that they're kidnapping and burning people.
Torturing.
And they're torturing them, then they burn them in acid.
This is probably so Israel is training motherfuckers how to fucking melt bodies in acid? Fuck yeah, that's a great fucking skill to learn. Can I learn how to do shit like that too? Yay! I'll be a fucking Jewish shill.
And the guy said, yeah, and Israeli, the IDF come. And the guy says, wait, stop. What? He said, what do you mean IDF? He said, yeah, the Israeli soldiers come over. He said, why? He said, I don't know. I've seen the Israeli soldiers. They're the ones teaching them how to burn people in acid and hide the bodies that they kill.
Remember, they're God's chosen people. They could do whatever the fuck they want. And we're just cattle to them, so enjoy.
I think, Minz, it were really important what you said. That they were people from Israel. They came over here and trained Santiago Mesa. But later on, digging more in the information, one of the leaders of the cartel was sent to Israel to be trained of how to decompose the bodies and also how to make the drainage system. Can you explain that?
Of course, they're God's chosen people. They could do whatever the fuck they want, and they use us as fucking tools to fucking implement those things. Ain't that fucking cool? Ain't that fun? Yeah, friends, this is who we are, fucking nothing but fucking retarded tools, but what?
In 1985, Elefra, he go to Israel in training to dissolve bodies in acid, and then when he back to Mexico, he come together with other person to Israel, to Tijuana. And then...
So he came to from Israel with people from Israel to Tijuana?
Yeah, to Tijuana. And then together, the Israel and the El Pozolero.
What the fuck? Pozolero? That's someone that makes pozole. This stuff right here is pozole. Yeah, it has hominy, it's made in rich chili sauce, and it has pork. It's so, so delicious. So I could imagine it's gonna be a big, giant fucking barrel that looks something like that. Yeah, imagine the pork, it's human flesh. So yeah, there's a guy that does this. Oh, now I got an idea why they call him like this. So yeah, pozolero is someone that does this to humans. Enjoy.
Working together.
They train him.
They train him.
Yes, friends, you see the death grip that these motherfuckers have, not only in Latin America, but in the whole fucking world? Yes, these fuckers think they own everything because they're God's chosen people, don't you know? So yeah, friends, this is the shit that we have to deal with. So yeah, hopefully Iran gets to clear all this bullshit so the world can be free and could finally heal. But who knows, friends, we're gonna be dealing with all kinds of shit, so... Yeah, friends, strap in, boys, because fucking it's gonna be a bumpy ride. But that's okay, friends, just gotta level up and become stronger and endure. But once we get over this fucking fucked up hump, we're gonna be building a great, great fucking future. So just be strong, friends, because we have nothing better to do. So yeah, once we deal with this bullshit, then we can start repopulating. It's gonna be so awesome. So you be awesome. You be there and endure. Well, talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
The position of Santa has mostly been a white man's game.
Exactly. It's fucking crazy. Things have gotta change.
My bitch.
Bitch, bitch.
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 Bitch, bitch.
Fucking, fucking kid.
Holocaust.
Santa and the board are all male and all white.
These guys strike me as Jewish actors.
Hezbollah on Tel Aviv TV.
You know, Jewish media machine.